All right, Juju Bomer. Hey, man. Flying at the test track. That was the word. I don't know who spread it, who started it, but it was out there, and you showed it. Great, great day all day long. Looked like a better guy than you've ever been. So all the hype was real.
Yeah, I don't know where the flying at the test track thing comes from, and I don't know how everyone finds out about it, but yeah, that came out pretty early in the off season, and I mean, good night for me. Yeah. I feel like I showed what I have been working on at the test track and what we've been doing all off season. So for me, it was a big night for me to show that I believed in myself, and I believe that I'm one of the top guys. So I'm ready to get back to work and come out swinging in San Diego.
Same program, bike, trainer, Davey, all that, but stepped up. So what did change, do you think?
Yeah, we changed a little bit with the training. Obviously, same trainer, same everything, just a little different things we were doing. And then we had a really good bike. Yeah. I think our overall setup coming into round one was night and day from where we were last year. So overall, I trusted in the bike. I trusted in the work we did this off season, and I believed in myself.
I wonder a little bit, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, because I've been wrong a lot. But, you know, you've never gone on the podium before, and Joe, you're right behind Joe, and he's riding really well. Was some of you like, hey, opening round, I'll take this second? Or did, you know, or did Joe just sort of have better lines or have a better speed?
Yeah, Joe rode really good, and
you know what I'm
that's
saying?
That. I mean, like, yeah, for sure. Joe rode really good. For me, I thought about it in the beginning. Okay. In the beginning, I was like, I almost went for it. And then I was like, you know what? It's round one. You can't win the championship here, but you can most certainly lose it. So for me, it was, let's get through this. We'll take a second tonight, and we'll get back to work.
Bold jacket choice on the walk-in this morning.
You like it?
Yeah. That was really good.
You like?
Except I know where it comes from, because I got a DM from somebody that said you took the idea from a French jet ski racer.
Okay. We need the background story on this, though. Okay. That French jet ski racer, my dad was his mechanic when he was, like, one of the best in the world.
Oh, okay.
So, like, so it's obviously like a, I knew him. Yeah. And he's hilarious.
Right.
And actually, I didn't – he got me one, so.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, he got it.
Yeah, it wasn't like where you don't know the dude. Like, he was fine with you taking it. And,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. No, he bought me my own, so I got my own now. Yeah.
I don't know anything about the jet ski world, but I got this DM and said, hey, this dude, this French dude did it first. But, hey, bold choice. I like it. Great job, new guy, and thanks for doing this.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
All right, thanks, Drew.
Thank you.